Our little children, I'll take thee away into a land of enchantment. Come, little children.
Hey, and welcome back to Extra Features Interview. Today we have a special guest back, Joe Grafasi, and he brought a friend, Amanda Diane, who brought her short. I mean, it's very short. I wish it was a little bit longer, but we'll get into that. And her short's called The Cabin. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Thank you, Simon. I'm always happy to be back.
Yeah, Joe comes here way too often, Amanda, so it's going to be like old school week for us. So you're just going to have to accept
oh,
that.
No, I'll fit in.
Okay, great. So I want to start
with
you.
She'll be back because she's got a couple more things in the works, too.
Well, that's great. I love hearing that. So if you know, I don't scare you, that is. I got a few questions. You're a writer, obviously, of the short.
Yes, I wrote the short, yes.
Where did your ideas come from?
This short was actually inspired by the television show Salem. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but it's about witches. And so I was watching it, and I was binge-watching it, actually, on Netflix. And my goodness, I couldn't stop watching this show. And I watched nearly all the episodes in, like, a week, and I just couldn't get out of my head. And I was like, man, I want to be on the show. The show's freaking awesome. So I was like, let me just get it out of me. And I just thought, what is the most sick, demented thing a witch could do? And I had the answer, and then I just wrote from there.
Now, I guess maybe funding might have been an issue, or maybe it was just time. Why is it so short?
Why is the short show so short?
Yeah, it's like 8 minutes. I need like a good half an hour.
Well, the script was only 5 pages, so I feel like we got a good chunk of meat out of that script.
Yeah, we built
more like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Here's the thing. A 30-minute short would be wonderful, but it would be harder to program at a film festival. And I know Amanda wants to try to do a lot of film festivals with this. A 10-minute film has a much better chance of being selected than a 30-minute film. Because they can pack in more shorts in a short block.
So, Amanda, when you were writing this script, you say it's only 5 pages. Did you have a 10-page version? Did you have a 15-page version? Or no? It was always 5.
No. It was always about 5. I mean, the script went through several versions based on location and ideas changing, but it was always about 5. It's, I guess maybe it's a pretty visual script, and so, you know, it just takes time to get these elements on the screen. And I'm actually really happy that it ended up being 10 minutes because 5 would have been too short. I mean, you're saying you want more, and 5 would have been like, give me even more, you know?
And Amanda and I had conversations before we went into production, several conversations about the pacing and the length of it. And we both agreed we want to set a mood, set an atmosphere, and let you get drawn in and just let it take its time. And I think we succeeded because it doesn't, you know, after seeing it as many times as we have, it doesn't seem like 10 minutes. It still goes pretty fast.
Oh, it does. It does. There's no staleness, I guess is what I'm trying to say. It moves. But I expect that from a Joe Grafasi picture. It's always moving. So I guess
I'm going to correct you. I'm going to correct you real quick. It's Grisaffi.
Oh, yeah, I screwed it up. I always call you.
Everybody does that. There's a Joe Grafasi. There's an actor, Joe Grafasi.
From Batman. He's the guy in Batman. Jim Carrey's Batman. He's in the bank vault. I just want you to be in Batman.
He's in the vault.
I know who you are.
He's the boat captain or the doc guy at Naked Gun.
Yep.
I saw something last night. He's this guy, you know his face, but you don't know his name. But I'm not that guy.
So before we get into the thing, I'm going to give you a general easy question for you to answer, Amanda. And Joe's going to answer it too, because he has never been asked this. What draws you to horror?
Horror. Well, I don't feel like I'm particularly drawn to horror in particular. Like, this project for me had a purpose, and that purpose was to make something in the vein of Salem, because I just love that television show. And so it's not necessarily, like, a horror for me. It was an inspiration thing for me.
Joe?
Well, to me, horror, I grew up watching 70s horror films, specifically the Eco-terror horror films of the 70s, the H.G. Wells stuff, Food of the Gods, Empire of the Ants. I was a tremendous fan of those films. And as I got older, I realized horror actually has a purpose, and there's a catharsis to it. You know, people, you like to be scared. You like to get that relief. There's an adrenaline to it. There's a catharsis to it. Not everything I do is horror. I like to think that I'm pretty versatile. I like comedy as much as I like horror.
That I agree with. So I'm going to...
Speaking of that, Amanda and I, we wanted the beginning of The Cabin to be kind of lighthearted and draw you and give a sense of ease before it hits the fan.
Yeah.
Hopefully we succeeded there. I feel like we did.
Absolutely. I will 100% give you that. So I don't know if who wants to answer this question, so I'm going to throw it out there. Amanda, how did you find Joe?
Joe's kind of a name in town, I like to think. And, you know, he does other work, and so I had seen him as an actor in a casting session, and I had seen Conjoined, and I thought it was pretty interesting, to say the least. And, so I was like, I had this idea, and I was like, who can help me make this? And so I just basically kind of sent a cold email and was like, I have this script that I wrote, you know, will you help me make it? And that was, I don't know, how long ago, Joe, was it? 2 years, maybe?
In 2 years?
Yeah.
Sounds about right. We shot it a year ago.
Yeah.
And you've been withholding this from me for a year.
It just got done. It's not like it was waiting for a year. It's been being worked on the entire time.
No, yeah, we shot it July 2017, and we took a while to edit it.
We shot it on Earth Day. We shot it on Earth Day 2017. That was like April.
I thought it was July.
Okay. No, we shot it during Earth Day, because I thought it was really fitting.
Okay, perfect. We shot it in April 2017, and post-production took a little while. One of the things I wanted to do, I've always edited my own stuff, and I wanted to work with another editor on this, and that ended up taking a little longer than expected. And Chris, our fantastic sound designer and sound recordist and sound mixer, he's a busy man, and he took some time to finish it, but it was worth it because I thought he did a fantastic job.
Okay.
So that's why it took so long.
Okay. Okay, I accept that. Amanda, how did you find your funding for your film?
Funding was a process. I spent about 6 months preparing a campaign. I'm kind of like a preparer. Like, I like to work out all the details and everything out. Maybe it's not always the best thing, but that's how I work. And so it took me some time to get everything together. And, I did an Indiegogo campaign, which I got about $3,000. But before that, I actually applied to be a fiscal sponsor from Swamp. It's an organization here in town, Southwest Alternative Media Project, and they agreed to be my fiscal sponsor. So I did like a campaign kind of using their platform per se, and got some money from there. And then I also, through fundraising, it took me about 3 months to fundraise. And through this time, a couple of people had reached out to me saying that they would like to be my executive producer. So I got a little bit of money from that too.
Joe, what kind of camera did you use?
Larry McKee shot it, and I was grateful that he was a part of it. I don't know what camera he used. I don't get bogged down with the technology, because I think there's any camera, any 4K camera you use is going to be good if the DP knows how to use it. So I didn't make it it wasn't a priority to me to pick the camera. We used what Larry had, and offhand, I don't know what that is.
I think it might have been a Red, but I'm not too sure.
I just wanted to say, because I thought your film, don't take this the wrong way, being an indie, had really deep colors, which I don't see a lot in indie film. I really enjoyed the colors. I thought it was really rich in things.
Well, we actually spent a lot of time in the color process. Diaz was our colorist. So, yes, thank you for noticing that.
And Ryan Wynn.
Yes, and Ryan Wynn. Those guys worked really hard to with the color of the film. And I'm really happy with the way it turned out, too.
Okay, good.
We had a specific goal with the color, and that was kind of talking about what Joe was saying earlier. We wanted to draw people in and create this kind of quality, and then the second half of the film have a different kind of quality. So every kind of decision made with the color was for that purpose.
Okay, so let's get into your film. I find you kind of give me a little trick at the beginning, because, I mean, Joe will tell you, I don't read any. You can send me whatever you want. I will not read it. I want to watch the film cold. So I didn't know if I was watching a comedy at the beginning, because I'm like, okay, this is kind of cute. You give me a nice farm shot. You got farmers. You got, flowers, cows. Then I noticed something was happening. I wrote down, you have a private property sign when they jump the fence. I'm like, okay, this is going to change on me. But then you still keep it very happy. You're very tranquil. Yeah. You have hay. You have them having fun. You have very lighthearted music. Was that a trick you're trying to play on me?
That's absolutely a trick. That's exactly what we wanted to accomplish, is ease you into it, get you to like these two people, and not necessarily suspect what's going to happen. You know it's going to be a horror film, so you know something's going to happen.
See, I had no idea.
And you don't know what.
I had no idea it was a horror film. You know me, Joe.
Oh, okay.
So I just put it on, hit play, and watched it.
Well, when it starts playing at festivals, it's going to be categorized in horror, so people are going to know something's going to happen. But it was really important to me to build that sense of ease.
You did.
With liking the characters, kind of laughing with them. I really liked the car. Me and David Roy, the editor, kind of gently butted heads about the car sequence. He wanted to take it out.
No.
But I insisted we have to have that levity there.
No, the car works.
Yeah.
You like the car?
I like the old car. Joe knows me well enough. I make very specific notes on stuff you guys put in films, and he'll tell you I will notice them. Like the shot in the barn, you have old books.
That's Amanda. That's Amanda brought the books to set. That was to establish that someone's been there a while and they like to hang out there.
Okay, I have a question about the books. What books are they?
They're my personal notebooks. They're actually mostly all empty because I have this thing where I love buying like notebooks and journals and like just writing things, but I buy them too much and I never use enough of them. And so I was like, I have all these, and it was in the script that she has old books around. And so I was like, well, you know, I kind of did the production design myself, if you could even call it that. And so I was like, I got to get books. And so I just got everything that I thought that looked really, really old and, you know, put them there.
Okay. Now, this may be a question for the writer. Okay, you've established they show up, they walk, they talk, they go, oh, somebody lives here.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start making out.
Mm-hmm.
What are they doing?
They're making out.
I was like, what's going on here? And then once they start making out, obviously I know something's going to happen.
You know, when I was a teenager and in college, it didn't matter what else was happening. If there was a chance to make out and do it, you took the chance. You did it.
So, is this from personal experience, Amanda, or is this from watching Salem?
Watching what? Oh, Salem? No, that one for me was more about, you know, I got to get something to change and happen in the script. And I just kind of went to, you know, something that people are used to in a horror film, especially as a first-time filmmaker. I didn't want to deter away so much from the kind of things that people might expect from a horror film. And so I thought, you know, let's get him busy.
Okay. I wrote down the witch.
And by busy, she means doing.
Yes, they were. And then I didn't, okay, I just want to state it to the listeners. I'm not talking any more in the movie other than the witch is really pissed.
Yeah, I didn't, it kind of cut out a little bit, so I didn't quite catch what you said.
I wrote in my notes, it's the last thing I want to talk about the short, because I want people to watch the rest. I put, the witch is really pissed. And I wrote this in my notes because I love her look. I thought she had a very distinctive look. And for an indie, I think it was looked great.
Yeah, we had a really great special effects artist and that Joe recommended. Her name is Christy Bull. And, I mean, we did a bit of makeup tests that, and the pictures look great. I'll tell you what, though, that was very hard. Like, you know, all these Hollywood big films and you see all these actors in makeup and it just, they make it look so easy, but it's really not. That was 2 hours in makeup both days of shooting. And then we have a 12-hour day of shooting. And so it's not the easiest thing in the whole world. And one day we shot, it was freaking hot. And the next day we shot, it was really cold and we're all freezing our butts off. And, you know, having that makeup on and making sure your character's right. And it's not the easiest thing, but I'm glad that you really like it because, you know, we thought it looked amazing.
So Joe, you know what I'm going to ask you now? What did you guys eat?
Why did we what?
What did you eat? What was your catering like? This is Amanda's first film. She's funding it. Did she feed you well?
Oh, catering was great. Amanda took care of the kids, and it was first rate. It was not indie food. It was not sandwiches and pizza. It was a real meal.
Yeah,
specifics of the meal, but it was like, wow. I don't know. It's not and soda and bread and pizza.
You know, I want to keep making films, and somebody gave me some advice, and they're like, feed your people good. Because I was like, I'm just going to get pizza, and they're like, no. You got to feed your people good. So, yeah, from a commercial I did, I just grabbed a caterer, called him up, and asked him some prices, and he was all down, and he fed us really good.
Oh, Joe, did you hear that? Catering, get on that.
I am going to take care of that on the next one.
Okay, good.
I don't want to do my movies for shoestring budgets anymore, and I'm trying hard to do that, to not do that on the next one. So catering is a line item on the next budget, yes.
Great to hear. So, Amanda, you've written your script.
Mm-hmm.
You got talented Joe on board.
Mm-hmm.
You need some actors, don't you?
Yes, we do. So JD and Stephanie are the people who played Jason and Lucy. And by the way, I named the character Lucy because of Lucy Lawless, who had a big role in Salem, and I'm a big Lucy Lawless fan. But yeah, no, JD and Stephanie, I know them because they're actors. They're in the community. We see each other all the time. They actually go to my gym too. That's funnily enough, but they're a couple in real life. And I thought that would make shooting this easier for them since there was an intimate scene. And I just wanted to make sure that they were really comfortable with everything that they were doing. Like I talked to them about it and, especially the chemistry since, you know, they're together in real life. I knew that there would already be some kind of chemistry.
So they agreed to do it, no problem? You didn't have any issues?
Not really, no. They sent me, I asked them for a tape, and they sent me something really creative, and they were on board. And they worked really hard. Stephanie was in, you know, a mini skirt, a t-shirt, out in the cold, and JD, I don't want to give it away too much, but I was like, how can you do that with one shot? He was great.
Now, hold on. Was this filmed in Houston?
It was just outside.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amanda knew the property, so she could better answer the question. But it was 45 minutes out of Houston? It wasn't too far.
Yeah, not too far.
I just want to go into something. You I don't know what your Houston proper name is for Houston people. You guys, what's cold to Houston people?
75.
Yeah. We're supposed to have a cold front coming in soon, and I think it's going to be like 80.
So you know us Canadians are laughing at you right now, right?
Oh, yes. Okay, yes, good. We know.
So, Amanda, How did you know this property?
It's actually my family's, not my family, but my family's property, like my aunt's and uncle's property. So I used to go there as a child, and we had another location, but it didn't work out. And so I just thought about what other things could I use, and, you know, it had to kind of be in town because I couldn't afford hotels for everybody. Luckily enough, they were generous to let me film there.
We yep. had considered, my mom has a little house that she grew up in Beckville, Texas, or Longview, Texas, which is 4.5 hours away. She was more than happy to let us film there, but we wouldn't be able to stay there at night, so we'd have to do the whole hotel thing and travel people up there. It would have been much more expensive to do it that way. So when we found out Amanda had access to this property and we were allowed to use it, that just made a lot of things much easier.
Sure. I just don't want to forget, you didn't mention who plays the witch.
Amanda.
See, I don't read credits either. That's another thing. I didn't know you were the witch. I don't read the. Joel will tell you I'm very good because I want to give everybody kudos, so I don't read credits.
Right. Yeah, me. And I was like, I wrote a film where I'm in like full makeup nearly the entire time.
So how did that feel playing the villain then?
Oh, it's freaking awesome.
Villains are great to play. You know, you look at a lot of movies. The villain is the best actor in the movie. Pretty much all the James Bond movies, Batman, most superhero movies, at least a couple decades ago. The actor, the villain was always the really skilled actor. That's not taking anything away from the other actors in the movie, but the villain was the real actor with the meaty performances. Everyone wants to play the villain.
Okay, Amanda, this may be a hard question. Since you can't find your film online, what festivals is your film going to?
I can hear you now.
Okay, go. Answer your question. You're good.
I've just literally started submitting The Cabin to film festivals, so I don't have any news on that front just yet because, like, I actually just started this week. And it's my first time submitting to film festivals, so it's kind of a learning process for me, but I feel like as soon as I know any kind of information, I'm definitely going to update everybody.
Hold on. Don't you have a website or something? Twitter?
I don't have a website for The Cabin. I have some information on my personal website. I kind of, since it's just me managing everything, that's a lot of like social media I have to do. So I try to keep it all on just my personal pages. That way I'm not like directing people to everywhere. Plus, I mean, I want to make more films and that's, you know, going to eventually lead to like a bunch of pages. So I just try to keep it on my page.
Okay. It's your favorite time. It's fun question time, Joe. And they're really random this time because Joe's back. Okay, Amanda, since you're here, I mixed them up. Favorite restaurant?
Favorite restaurant? Right now, I'm kind of into this pasta place here in town. They've got some really good bolognese at North and the Galleria area.
Joe?
I love a place in Houston called Cyclone Anaya's. And in fact, I had dinner there tonight. It's a Mexican food restaurant owned by professional wrestler's family. Cyclone Anaya was his wrestling name.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't either until we started eating there, but the place is just plastered with wrestling photos of him.
Awesome. Okay, question number two. When I come to visit you, Joe and Amanda, because you're going to invite her too, where are you taking me? Each of you can take me someplace different.
Well, you like video games, so you can come play games in my garage.
Good enough for me. Amanda?
I don't know. I'd probably be a little bit flashy and take you to, like, a nightclub or something.
That might scare me, but okay. I can accept that. I'll go. Favorite beverage, Amanda?
Coffee and Topo Chico.
Well, okay. What is a Topo Chico?
It's like a carbonated water. Like Perrier or the other one. Yeah, they're all over here.
I've never heard of it. Joe?
I'm going to be a stereotypical Texan and go with Dr. Pepper.
Okay, now we can get into something.
I grew up with Dr. Pepper, and I love Dr. Pepper, and I still drink Dr. Pepper.
Cherry Dr. Pepper, ever?
Nope, just the regular. When I like something, I like something I don't want to mess with. I like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, but I don't like them in pumpkin or anything else strange to it. Just give me what you started with.
Okay, Command. These are just questions for you.
I'll try to think, don't mess with my originals.
Okay, Amanda, these are just for you, because Joe's answered these in the past.
Okay.
Okay, your favorite film?
I don't have one, really. I mean, I just sometimes, like, I know, I really just like the films I can just kind of, like, have on. And
okay.
Usually for me, that's just kind of, like, whatever is what's going on right now. So, like, you know, I'll play, like, a Star Wars, like, a New Force Awakens. I'll just have it on, or Star Trek, or just one of these, like, big films that's really, kind of lighthearted. I mean, they're not super lighthearted, but I like them, and they're fun. So I just kind of go with whatever I like.
Okay, this is a two-part question. Do you still collect – do you have DVDs? Amanda, do you have DVDs on your shelf, or you don't have DVDs?
I think I do, but I got rid of a lot of them. I think I maybe have about 10 DVDs still.
Okay.
I have Pi by Darren Aronofsky, Requiem by him, a couple of more. But I definitely know. I think I have, like, Finding Nemo. I have The Force Awakens. I have about 10 DVDs.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's it. I'm done. Unless you guys have questions for me, I want to thank you guys for coming on, and hope you had a great time.
I just want to say that we're all – yeah, I want to say that we're all wearing T-shirts. I am wearing the Cabin T-shirt. Joe is wearing Batman. And what's your T-shirt?
I have my old Disney shirt from the villains.
There you go.
How come I don't have a Cabin T-shirt? My last question.
You can send me your address. I'll send you one.
I'm a really big guy, so I hope they come in large, large sizes.
They do.
Perfect. Thank you. Goodbye. Hey, I just want to say thank you for listening to this great interview. We have more on our website at www.extrafeatures.ca. And if you enjoyed it, can you please go to iTunes and leave us an iTunes review and like us on our Facebook page. Thank you.